Talking Tesla.
I'm not sure if like my foot should be on the brake or the accelerator.
Because they put rings on Elon.
It must be some sort of geometrical algorithm.
I don't think you need to touch the steering wheel there, Tom.
Oh, I'm sure there's some math. So SpaceX, here's the deal. Landing a rocket on a drone ship is key.
Charger.
How am I expected to drive a car without autopilot? Safely.
Charger. You know, I'm not a good parker, Tom.
Yeah.
I'll be the first to admit it. Yeah. I just think that this is a car company that is run by super geeks. All the other cars are going to be stupid cars compared to this car. Tesla.
You don't even have to remember that. You've got a Model X. I have seen the future, and it is light pole charging.
No, I wouldn't call it a screw-up. Do you like your Model X?
God, it's beautiful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Talking Tesla.
Oh, that's a good show.
What are you saying about the other show?
I don't know. I mean, is there another show?
Yeah,
what's
a show.
It called, Mel?
Elon Daily.
You know what it's missing?
What?
Humor and information. No, it's actually really informative. I wake up every day.
Do you?
And I listen to it.
Do you?
While I'm doing the poos.
Oh, my God.
And it's just long enough.
For you to push
To take care of the whole situation down there. And
Nothing like using a podcast.
Do you ever get so lost in the quality of it that you forget to wipe?
Never.
Yeah, that's good.
Never. That would be disgusting.
Yeah.
So the show is called Elon Daily, I think.
I think it's pronounced Elon Daily.
Elon Daily. So you've taken the name of this show's sort of muse.
Yes.
Elon.
Yes.
And another show that came out a few months prior to him making his daily show called The Daily.
Yes.
And he's mashed them together.
Yes.
So you've stolen one man's name
yes.
and another show's name, and you've put them together,
yes.
and we've come up with Elon Daily,
yes.
and damn if it isn't good.
Isn't it? I think it's outstanding,
so
and I think it's probably going to last for at least another week.
Another week? I mean, honestly, me and Robert had money on like four shows.
Hey.
And you are, what, like 18 into it?
Yeah,
something
so who
like
wins that?
That
pool?
I don't.
I'm going to win because
I don't know
I
what
just
I'm
going to
do because I go to Australia next week.
Oh, you're going to Australia. So you have you downstairs. Mm. You've mentioned this abundance of travel you're about to embark on.
Going to Australia. Uh-huh. Going to Kenya. Going to Prince Edward Island. Going to Australia again. Going to Chile.
You guys hear that? You know what that is? Some monkeys crying because you're killing the earth.
That's
all you're flying.
That's true.
Do you like my hat?
I do like your hat. I don't like the way you're wearing the hat, but I do like the hat. You kind of have a...
Is there a right way to wear this hat?
Yeah. It's the whatever opposite way. Is there a tag in that hat?
Yeah.
It's opposite of how you're wearing it.
Is there a correct way?
Is there a correct way?
That does look
more correct. That's the weirdest question. Robert, do you also have a hat?
I do have a hat.
Do you know the correct way to wear your hat?
Yes.
I look like...
I'll take the names out of it.
Is anybody still watching or listening to this show?
Oh, I should say that last week you didn't, for the patrons, we didn't do the video because it was all screwdy-uppy. And like three people were upset.
How was it screwdy-uppy?
Something I did in the box, you know. I basically don't know what I'm doing and I just flip a lot of switches and
that's fun.
It's upsetting.
That's one way to wear the hat.
We have this studio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
it's
the studio has taken the vibrancy out of the show, and then sometimes we just don't even post it.
Yeah, we're thinking about going back in the audio studio because nobody cares about this. And I think it's better when we're yelling at each other in the box downstairs.
I mean, I like yelling at you wherever.
That's
I'm not going to lie.
But it's hard to yell at you past Robert. I mean, I don't want to upset him.
We can move Robert, and then I could really get into it on you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could like
Then you could just pull out the gloves.
Go to town. Yeah. Well, I like to not have the physical violence. I like to cause more of the emotional hurt. You know the old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me? Not true.
Not true.
Words are super painful, and they stick with you much longer than a broken arm.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
So don't use words either. Don't use sticks or stones or words because it's just mean.
Don't use words, Elon. Don't tweet, Elon.
Oh.
Don't fight with the Securities and Exchange Commission, Elon.
Yeah.
Can you tell us why?
Talk about that.
Daily.
What's going
Elon
on?
Elon again.
Daily.
Yeah. So Elon sent out a tweet.
I didn't just realize what he was doing. Go on.
daily.
He's a tweeter.
Elon sent out a tweet and he said that we're going to make 500,000 cars this year.
What for him?
Run rate of 500,000 cars, which is 10,000 a week.
Yes.
It's a lot of weeks.
Just about, which was what he had planned all along before they realized that the automation wasn't going to work for the whole line and they had to build that second tent line.
There's
There's two tent lines.
One tent line or two tent lines? There's
one
two
tent.
Lines inside and one
two
outside.
Lines inside, one tent
so
outside.
Three lines outside.
Right. And so now they've got it dialed up. I'm not exactly sure. I'd like to take the tour again.
I think they can
my
peak
seventh
up
to, time.
The they tour? Peaked up to eight recently for 1 week. 8,000 for 1 week.
And they're cranking out the threes. They're filling up tankers. Not tankers.
Containers?
Container. Not
cargo
really.
Ships?
Cargo ships. That's it. They're filling up these cargo ships going to Europe and to China.
It's Europe.
China.
China.
But yeah. But tell us about...
And so he says this, you know, 500,000 cars a year. And then a moment or two later, he tweets...
It was very quick.
No, I didn't mean 500,000 this year, but a run rate by the end of the year of 500,000. I still think we're going to put out 400,000 cars this year. And it didn't take but a moment... for the SEC and others to call for Elon's head.
So what does the Southeastern Football Conference have to do with Elon Musk?
Nothing. And so somebody put out a funny meme showing the stock price change when Elon made his initial going private 420 tweet. And then what happened to the stock after the SEC sanctioned Elon and announced his, you know, being removed from the chairman of the board. And when Elon did his little, how would I say, Twitter misstep, the stock price dropped like this much. I don't know. You know, I'm just putting my fingers up a small. And then when the SEC came out, the stock price jumped or dropped, I mean, like three or four times more intensely
so
than
what
when
you're saying
Elon
is
did.
The SEC is having a greater impact than the Elon.
That's right. If anybody's going to mess the stock market up, who's that going to be? Not Elon.
So what did you, when he did that first tweet and then he tweeted right after, it looked like J.B. Strobel or somebody went, stop! And they fixed it.
Yeah, while they were at the sushi bar?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought they retweeted, they did the second tweet so fast that was like, to make it clear. And I didn't think he would actually get in trouble from the SEC. Although when the first tweet came out, I'm like, oh, this could be a problem. And then when he did the follow-up tweet, I saw that as this is like trying to make sure he doesn't get in trouble with the SEC. Do you think the SEC should just let it go? Because they want to go after him. They've got a hearing, I think, March 11th.
About this?
About holding him in contempt.
I value much of what our government does for us.
Thank you.
Keeping the roads, you know, safe, clear, bridges, hopefully not collapsing as frequently as they could, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow, that's a real positive outlook, buddy.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Uh-huh, yeah.
But this feels to me like some administrator is just pulling chains to justify their existence.
But if you told him not to do it,
yes.
And he agreed to not do it.
Yes.
And he got fined for doing it.
Yes.
And then he did it again.
I'm not saying everybody's innocent and everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's much ado about nothing.
It is, but he painted himself a target on said self.
Yeah.
Because he got fined by the SEC and then rebuked by the SEC. And then he went out into the Twitterverse and everywhere says the SEC is full of idiots.
Well, you know what he should have done?
What? No.
He should have just... freaking listen to you.
Thank you.
And put the Twitter down.
Thank you. Put the Twitter down. He's just picking a fight with this group, and I just don't see. Where's the upside?
I don't think he's consciously picking a fight with them, but what do you have to say about this other comment in here where he said SEC forgot to read the earnings transcripts, which clearly states 350 to 5K as annual production rate. So, and that came out in the format that it's supposed to come out, and then he tweeted post that, I'm assuming, by this comment here.
Then why did he get in trouble at all? Because I thought they'd been doing guidance of 400,000, and that's why he got in trouble.
Well, that's what I'm asking. That's why I asked.
400,000 versus 500,000.
Well, don't ask questions we can't answer.
Nobody said, but it says in the transcript. So in the transcript, it didn't say 350 to 500? So did he lie about that?
No. No, I thought it was... that he had said 500.
But it's on here.
I thought it was that he had said 500,000 and misled stock traders, thinking that it has been upgraded from 400,000 by the end of the year to 500,000 by the end of the year. Thus, a great deal more profit. And maybe if you're the kind of person who trades stock, you know, on a second-to-second basis rather than a quarter-by-quarter basis, maybe that I do.
Shouldn't do either one of those things.
Right. Why?
Because it drives corporate greed. That's what causes corporations to make decisions to destroy our earth, because they're always looking for that quarter-to-quarter thing. But I digress.
Yeah.
So, Elon, stop using the Twitter.
And, still?
Yeah. And stop getting in trouble with the SEC. You've got this thing on you that they are going to go after you every single time. So please stop doing that.
I think he can keep using the Twitter.
Yes.
I got two words for him. Cat memes. Just post the cat memes.
Well, he used the Twitter brilliantly today.
Oh.
Did you see what he did today?
I didn't. What did he do today?
He just said Thursday, 2 p.m.
Right. Everybody's wondering what
that tomorrow.
Means.
So this is it's Wednesday right now.
So
it's
when you hear this, you'll know what's going on, but we don't know what's going on.
Huh.
So what do we think is going on?
I'll tell you what I think is going on. I think it's a Model Y. He's going to say 2 weeks from now we're going to reveal the Model Y.
Yeah.
Or he's going to say version 3 supercharger is coming and here's the specs. Or he's going to say version 3 of the hardware for autopilot is coming.
You're taking every single potential option.
Or he's going to make something about SpaceX. Or it'll be something about Boring Company. Or it'll be something about a new girlfriend. Or I could go on all day. Elon Daily. And
you're like.
Are you done? You got to say, I could go on all daily.
There you go. I could.
I thought it would be that he was going to change his Twitter name back to Elon Musk, because he has changed it to Elon Tusk.
Great song.
Elon Tusk.
No, yeah. Tusk.
Tusk. Yeah.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah. Nice. Look at me being born in
USC,
the 60s.
USC marching band. It's good stuff in there.
Saw that at the forum.
With the band?
Yeah.
Nice.
So let's talk about this really very interesting ARK interview.
Yes, so I sent that to you guys.
You did. I didn't see that. I don't know how I missed it. But
ARK Investing.
ARK Investing did.
I saw this and was very excited.
So they did this discussion. No. Now, ARK Investing owns 8% of Tesla. And so they had this discussion, but they really focused on autonomous driving. And right. Elon says some things that I think are fascinating, and I don't believe them. So he said, feature complete, full autonomous driving this year. Feature complete.
Okay, but he already has that. They did it.
He is saying that.
Years ago, they drove the stupid thing through Marin.
I think more feature complete than it's ever been. Super feature complete.
Super feature complete?
Oh. I don't recall if it stopped at any stoplights.
It did. I watched the video today.
Yeah, I posted the video and I watched part of it.
It was in 2016.
Yeah. It drove, okay. Not only did it, and we can talk about this later or we can talk about it now, but like it drove through the county, like picked a guy, drove in a Tesla, dropped the guy off, drove around the parking lot. Stopped for a guy walking across the parking lot, pulled into a parking space, parallel parked, and
without anybody in the
guy got out, it drove around the Tesla parking lot. I mean, to me, that's as full featured as you need. Is it not?
Yeah, but why did it never come? Because they're obviously having problems with it in various circumstances. So that was a place that they've probably driven 1,000 times.
Sure.
They know exactly what to do. And so it's gaming the system, like he's talking about the cross-country thing. You can game it. So they game that to make that perfect.
Right, but see,
so it wasn't feature complete in terms of being able to release to the
but even
community.
This feature complete isn't really feature complete if you dive into really what he said. He's like, it means feature complete. It doesn't mean it's ready. It doesn't mean it's ready to hit the streets, ready 100% to go. It just means features are complete.
But then he says in 2020, next year, so feature complete this year, next year, full self-driving, level 5. Thank you very much. But the regulators might catch up. Do you believe this for a second?
I mean, every single other person involved in this space, self-driving space,
says no.
In the last few weeks, has said no. 5-10 years still.
Some people have aggressively said that he is. Well, they didn't quite go as far as say deliberately lying, but he is smoking dope. There's no way that that's going to happen. So he just got the timeline wrong? Is he lying? Is he What's going on here?
He can give himself all kinds of cover, though, right? Because he could be like, yeah, it does it. It works. They won't let us use it. Like,
so,
and also it's sort of like, what is his, you know, like we've heard the slippage from like level this autonomy to level that autonomy. And what, like, what does it mean? What, like, is it, it's not five, right? We know that. So is it feature complete to what?
I think feature complete means that you can let the car drive anywhere. Complex intersections, railroad tracks, yes. Freeways, no freeways, maybe not dirt roads, but paved, established roads that are on maps.
Then that's level four. Level four is basically almost everything, right? Or
no, that's level like almost five, every no situation.
So let me give you a definition.
Right. Go.
A feature complete.
Go.
Denoting a version of a piece of software having all the functionality intended for the final version, but requiring some improvements and fixes before release.
Hey, Google. What does feature complete mean?
Did I not just read it?
You did.
You did, but I want to hear it from her.
Feature complete. Denoting a version of a piece of software having all the functionality intended for the final version, but requiring some improvements and fixes before release.
I already said that.
Can't even see that on the camera.
There's something wrong with the camera, so you can't read that anyway. So we're saying feature complete this year, next year for release, if the legislatures let them, because once they're feature complete, then they'll do lots of testing. Then it'll go, so I ask you again, is he lying, or is, as I'm hoping, that this version 3 of the software, the new chipset, is so good that they finally can get there? Because I got to tell you, I was driving my Model 3 yesterday. That thing is not feature complete. It's just in the middle of the freeway, just hit the brakes.
Yeah, it happened to me last week too. But it comes down to definition.
Maybe you were right? In the same spot.
It comes down to the definition, right? So according to this, feature complete, it has all the functionality, right? He said that stop signs, not a problem. Those are easy to see. Stop lights, not a problem. Easy to see. Easy to recognize X. Easy to recognize Y. Whatever that is, right? That just means that they're not adding any more features and they're just going to fine tune the rest of it. So yeah, like I said, I think that was kind of close.
Well,
years ago.
So Elon's been very clear that his path on this is different from, I pretty much think, everyone else's, be it Cruise, Uber, any of them,
Kruger.
Waymo, that Kruger. He's going based on maps and vision, primarily a little bit with the ultrasonics and with the radar so you can really see ahead when you're at high speed on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been using the vision, I think, quite well. And I think he's telling us that he's very confident that the vision is going to be the route they're going to use for complete autonomy. They've got so much data that they can process. There are so many cars out there with 8 cameras on them now.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you were kind of questioning how can they be uploading all of that software. I would love to see their AT&T bill.
That's what I say, the bandwidth for 8 cameras. Oh, my God.
I know for sure that every time you take over from autopilot, they know everything that goes on at that point. From all the cameras and all of the sensors on the car.
You're getting a lot of data from me, I'll tell you. Yeah, I know. Right now.
I'm turning that thing off and on all the time.
I take it off. I turn it off all the time, but I think some of that's just my own internal angst.
Right. Well, maybe so, but that situation is something they should look at.
Okay.
That's an area where they should really tune things up. I mean, I've had the same spot 3 times on the Coast Highway where the car just gets too close to the left side. It starts veering towards the left. Same thing on Topanga Canyon, which I was in. And I had the car in autopilot. Even though it was stop-and-go traffic, I was still watching it. And again, it started getting real close to that center line. And as soon as it started going over, I took over and I reported a bug. And that, you can remember, on the right upper button on the steering wheel, you can push it, hold it down, say bug report, at least on the S. I don't know about the 3.
I don't think it worked.
What?
The bug report.
Yeah, well, they're
having to report the same bug.
Email back?
No.
From them saying, thanks for the bug?
No, I don't think they really, that they're not built or designed to do that.
No, they're not.
And I was going to say, so feature complete could be that we have all the cameras, we have the hardware, we have everything, and now we've just got to software train it. But he also says in that interview that you'll be able to like be completely unattached from the driving. You can smoke a cigarette and be drinking. And
he literally says...
He says that.
He says, Musk said that Tesla drivers will be able to fall asleep and wake up at their destinations using full self-drive by the end of 2020.
Right.
If that is true, and I've said before that Elon, when he says full self-driving, doesn't mean full self-driving, but that is full self... What he's explaining that's there is fine. Level
I'm
five.
Asleep.
Level
if
five.
I'm asleep, I'm not partially self-driving at that point, that's right? Like, that's not happening.
If I think that's true, he's 10 years ahead of everybody else.
I think everybody is just in denial over this.
Well,
it is going to take a change of computer.
Yes.
So my car is going to need a change of computer, even though it's not even 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who has a version 2 car with the 8 cameras, not the Mobileye car, the version 1 autopilot, but everybody who has version 2, if they paid for autopilot, right, $5,000 plus $3,000, mm-hmm. they're going to need a change out of computer, which is probably going to be one of those Rangers just going to roll by. Pop your glove box off, zzz, unscrew this thing, unplug it, plug a new one in.
But if I didn't pay for the additional $3,000,
then you're going to
pay. I'm on the hook for $4,000
or five or eight. Who knows?
It is this week. No, but like it's the number they said it was when I at that moment.
I don't think that there's any promise on that.
Yeah,
it's in the. In the purchase, when I bought it, it was like 3,000 now or 4,000 later, whatever that number was.
But that was for the old hardware. That wasn't for the new hardware. So the way they'll get it, it's like, oh, no, there's a new hardware. That doesn't count. That's if you want a new NVIDIA card turned on.
I mean, I don't think they want you to be too pissed off. They
tend to be. I would hope not.
Well, not you. Any,
I would hope not.
Any customer. But I think that they're not going to give away. What? I don't know. I don't know how much one of these computers are going to cost.
When you get
since
yours,
they're making their own.
Just take a video of you getting yours, and I'm just going to steal yours.
Are you going to break in through the back window?
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Yeah,
honestly, like you don't have your fob in your pocket right now. I could just excuse myself and go down to your car, I would imagine. Oh, damn it.
But this is...
damn it.
To me, this hasn't got enough press. This should be on the front page of every newspaper.
Right.
Because basically what Elon is saying is that the entire world and how it works and functions changes next year.
Yep.
And it's not getting that. It's getting a few people saying he's full of it. But, I mean, he's being so aggressive about it. It's like, this
months.
Is going to happen, and fully autonomous level 5 driving in Teslas changes the game.
And as I reported on earlier shows, they're really working hand in foot, hand in fist, hand in hand.
Hand with, in foot hand.
With the
is it department. Hand over fist?
Hand, yeah. Foot, and mouth?
With the Department of Transportation to set national standards for self-driving. And I'm feeling pretty confident about this.
So you believe at the end of this year, beginning of next year, end of next year, what is your what
it's,
you
it's
think
end
that,
of 2020 that end he of 2020. Says it's going to be ready for prime time release
so
to all of us.
20 months from today.
Right. Or 22 months. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, that's a long time in the span of autonomous learning and machine learning. I mean, that's actually a really long time. I just read The Singularity by Kurzweil.
Kurzweil.
Kurzweil. And, you know, that was written in 2004, and it should have already happened, a lot of that stuff, and it hasn't.
Yeah.
So that's, again, you know, it's great to push. It's great to have the vision. If it's 2021, I know there's going to be plenty of people very upset that their cars won't drive them while they drink tequila in the back seat. But
he didn't say anything about being drunk and asleep. He only said asleep.
Yeah.
You can be drunk and you can be asleep, but you cannot be drunk asleep.
He didn't say anything about the drunk. You can't be the drunk because you may at some point. Okay, let's imagine a scenario. You're driving in your car.
Yes.
You're heading along. It's in full autonomy. No, you're not driving. You're driving in your car.
You're asleep.
Driving in your car. I didn't say you were driving your car. You're driving in your car. And there's an earthquake. Everything gets shooken around. The light poles are falling all over the place. There's nothing. Shooking around.
Shouldn't the car just stop or
I don't know.
Get you to the side of the road? Or
it should.
Yeah.
Will it?
I think that's level 6 autonomy. When your car can drive you through
natural
an earthquake.
Well, if you're in the roadster, then the jets can shoot off and then just float you to the ground.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah, I don't know. I
just don't think it's going to happen. I think this
the car,
is wrong.
The autopilot is pretty amazing. I mean, honestly, It drives me now on the freeway a lot.
It does it, awesome.
It does great a lot of the time and then stops being great and slams on the brakes.
I don't have those problems.
I got into a thing the other day with a guy, and so I was driving down the 101 freeway. Yeah. I was going towards my house.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, there was a car behind me, and he may have been too close to begin with. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention because the car was driving. And all of a sudden, the car just, right? And he like, behind me.
It no takes out,
he was like,
Ed takes out an AK-47 yeah, and comes he after
was
you.
Angry, he was an angry young man at that moment, and he was like, and he gave me the international symbol for year number one. And I was like, I am number one. And I gave him the international symbol, so that means you're number two. I gave him the peace sign.
I thought
and
it was
I went
that.
Like, and he was just, and he was angry. And he got in front of me, and he slammed on his brakes.
But autopilot doesn't care.
No, I didn't give a crap.
No. Autopilot's all on. And what number do you set your following distance
so
at?
So I'm on three, although honestly.
Are you a madman?
I knew this was going to happen.
He told me to go to three. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think it has any impact whatsoever.
Well, actually, it's I agree. Vague.
I was on like vague. Five or six, and it seems about the same as I am
during
now.
All the rain, mm-hmm. I was set at like six or seven,
uh-huh.
which is the max. Seven,
and do you see any difference?
Oh, yeah.
At three?
It was better, and I didn't really care. I didn't need to be that
honest. I don't know. It's like, I think it's really like six, and then maybe it'll go, like you set it to three, and it goes to like five and a half.
But does this happen to you? So I'm set at seven most of the uh-huh. time, and then a car comes we'll in between because it's a big gap,
uh-huh.
and it doesn't drop back to another seven. It's like... Well, I guess
slowly.
I'll stay here.
It does eventually.
Slowly.
Yeah,
but I would like back right off because I'm scaredy cat.
And then another car will get in.
And then another one. And then basically you're going backwards.
It's full autonomy, Mel. It's not full meltonomy. Is getting there. Well, because if it breaks, right, and panics and does that thing, then the car behind you, there could be some repercussions to it acting.
It's great, but it's got so far to go before you're smoking cigarettes and sleeping in that thing.
So these guys at ARK Invest are... rather tech savvy, and they are really, really bullish on Tesla based on the autopilot.
And the $40 million worth of Tesla stock they own, maybe.
They own $4 or $5 billion worth. They own 8%.
Yeah.
Yeah. But also, they are the only ones, and I actually downloaded, because I was looking at some investments today, from Morgan Stanley, their latest research document.
Uh-huh.
Actually, this is a year
Morgan
old.
Morgan Stanley's research document?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And they talk all about Tesla, and they mention absolutely nothing about battery storage.
Do they talk about stock price, though?
Oh, yeah.
Do they have a target?
Yeah, it was like, what was it? It wasn't very high.
If you,
283.
Right. But if you owned, okay. If you owned $4 billion worth of Tesla stock and you had the ability for people to listen to you, what do you possibly have to lose by saying, I give Tesla a $4,000 a share stock target? You have nothing to lose in that.
But it's not like they're just talking heads who make no sense. They actually talk about technology, ARK Invest.
Uh-huh.
They talk about the real value of the autonomy. They talk about the value of the battery stationary storage.
So when they talk about the
which
real value,
these guys barely ever touch on. They think, it's only a car company.
But if you talk about when they talk about the real value of the autonomy, do they talk about it as like a revenue stream for Tesla to sell their autonomy to other manufacturers? Or do they say it's like such a differentiator that it's going to like everybody's going to only want to drive Teslas?
Yeah, they basically said that Tesla's at least 3 years ahead of everybody else. And that's why they're going to own a giant amount of market share. They talked about in a short amount of time, I can't remember, just in a couple of years, there'll be 27 million electric cars sold per year in the world. Mm-hmm. And Tesla could own the lion's share of that if they can keep up. And that's why they say if all of these things happen, then Tesla will be worth gazillions of dollars. Even at the low end, they think they'll be making, he said, I think 1.5 million cars in the next few years per year, which is a lot of cars.
I mean, it's nice to hear somebody paying attention to the details that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they come up with these $4,000 a share valuation in 5 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
That's a
if I believed
10X,
it,
right?
I would buy Tesla stock.
It's a more than a 10X, right? Because, hey, Google, what's Tesla's stock price today?
Tesla is trading at $315.46 a share after hours, up 0.23% from closing.
That's less than 4,000.
It's a little. It's a tiny bit less. Yeah. It's just a. It's a soussant, a skosh less.
Yeah, 12.5 times to go.
But, you know, they have some money to pay back, don't they, Robert?
Yeah, so Tesla is going to be paying $920 million in bonds in 2 days.
James bonds?
Which will be about the time that you get this podcast YouTube. That's a lot of cash. In fact,
$920 million.
What percentage of their free cash is that, Robert?
Well, they're $3.5 billion, I believe, or $3.7 billion they reported at the end of the fourth quarter.
Almost a third?
How many $100 bills?
Oh, this is so much fun.
This is great.
What is the height? If I stacked $920 million worth of $100 Benjamins, how high would it reach?
189 feet.
Wait for it. Five stories.
Five stories.
That's 50 more feet.
Is that right?
That's 50 feet.
That's 50 feet. And you said?
189 feet.
So let's just talk about maybe like in floor. So five floors.
That's 18 like and a half 18, floors.
18 floors.
Yeah.
All right. $920 million in $100 bills, which are about 0.004 inches tall, is about 9,200 $100 bills.
It's not even about it. It's exactly that.
And if you look at how high they are, that would be 36,800 inches.
That's a lot of inches.
Which is 3,067 feet.
We suck at this.
Or for our European friends, that's 944 meters.
So that's a 30-story building.
I did this on the back
of an envelope.
Of an envelope. And then just for comparison.
The back of the envelope map?
Yeah, I've got two envelopes I did the back of. So 3,067 feet. The Empire State Building is 1,250 feet tall.
Could you reach
That's
over?
Less. That's less.
Yeah, like by 2.5
You could almost reach
times.
Over and get a $100 bill, though, if you're on the top of the Empire State Building.
And the Burj Khalifa is 2,722 feet.
That's just, they've just been
so it's
silly.
Even taller than
How
that.
How about the St. Louis Arch? Like if you arched it.
Oh, that would be a great, that's a great question. Why don't you look it up?
How many joules of energy would it release burning all of those?
Oh, wow.
How, sadness.
And then convert that into how many miles you could drive in your Model 3.
And how much carbon would it release
get the man
the
another
envelope. That's another interesting
question. How much carbon
question.
Would that release into the that's, atmosphere?
And how many tears would I shed?
But
you?
That's not the worst of things. So that was very interesting. And I got to say, thank you for doing your homework on that completely stupid and ridiculous thing. But they owe even more cash, right? This is just so a pimple on their buttocks, $920 million.
So they owe another like $10 billion.
What? Okay, do the math. How tall?
They have $566 million due at the end of November. This
so that's
year.
This year. So this year alone, 1.46. Now, do we know if the next $566 million is also one of those stock price-related situations?
Right. So
where
this time, they might have just been able to give stock and not
couldn't.
Lose the cash. But the stock price had to stay above $360, essentially, for a number of days for them to be able to do that. And it did not.
Sad.
It looked like it was going to there for a while. Mm. And so they owe another $1.1 billion in June of 2020. So that's kind of stretched out a bit.
Yeah.
$1.4 billion in March of 21 and another billion in 2022. So I think it's kind of stretched out. And the question that I got from this one, Yahoo Finance.
Yahoo.
Yahoo Such Finance.
Yahoo.
it was actually written by someone else. Article was that, well, you know, Tesla may need to bring out another model that would be profitable. And I thought, dude, aren't you even at all aware of what Tesla's doing?
Right,
like
right,
March
some
15th?
Of these
but if you think
no
about
clue.
It, right? So if you think about it just in terms of like $3.7 billion you said they had on hand right now.
Right.
Right? They're going to owe this $920 million. Let's round it off to a billion.
Sure.
Why not? What's $80 million between friends?
Yeah, I don't know. A few hundred feet.
And nicely done. And then $566 million. That's quite a bit. So, you know, again,
this year, right.
Right. That's just this year. How does that impact their ability to have enough capital? Because we knew when they started making that three, cash drain, cash drain, cash drain. That's all we heard over and over. CapEx, CapEx,
and,
CapEx.
And Gigafactory.
Right. And they got to have the money to finish the Gigafactory in China. They got to have money to finish the Gigafactory here, build all those new battery lines. Like that's going to, I feel, you know, even though he's said many, many times, we don't think we're going to have to go back to the capital market. Mm-hmm. At one point, we did some math, and they were going through, what, like $100 million a month or something like that, mm-hmm. building the Model 3, or even more than that? Maybe that. It was a week, $100 million a week. I can't remember what the number was, but it was a lot of money.
I got two things. One, first of all, a billion here, a billion there. After a while, that starts to add up.
Talked about real money, thank right?
you. And these numbers that you just gave to 2022 is approximately $2 billion.
No, buddy. That's total?
No, almost. You said $11 billion by the end.
Oh, right.
They're $11 billion in debt, but that's total. Only $2 billion, you just told me. But when's the other billions due?
I think that's not all bonds, right? The rest of it's not all bonds. It's total corporate debt in some ways.
Right.
So they must have a lot more debt coming after 4 years, is all I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah.
So they better start making my Model Y.
Why?
So they can... Because I want it.
Yeah.
Because, they're going to need to sell a lot of cars.
So,
right?
Tom, are you tired of talking about Tesla? You want to talk about something else?
But if you talk about a lot of cars, yes. right, and you talk about, again, Tesla's always Elon over and over and over again. It's about driving other car companies to make cars. So we hardly ever on this show talk about other cars. For a while there, and I think we got – a little sick of it because for a while there, we were just like 2020. Well, it's 2019, folks. And Hyundai, they got there a little early.
What?
So they got the Ioniq. That's been out for a while.
Yeah, it's pretty ironic.
Some good reviews. So Clean Technica, do you gentlemen have any idea what won the 2019 Clean Technica Car of the Year?
No.
No.
The Hyundai Kona EV.
What? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Why
so
did it win?
It's a little bit of a crossover. It's got 258 miles of range. And the reviewer, Nicholas Zart, who wrote this very good article in Clean Technica and reviewed this vehicle for them, he was saying he was getting over 300. He was actually getting more range in the city. Maybe stop and go traffic. Yes, Robert?
Can I go buy this car?
You can.
Really? Really get it.
Maybe. Well, I tried to find one locally and wasn't able to, but that doesn't mean, I think they're ramping up production. This car apparently has been available in other places for a while. They brought it to the state. It's impressive. Three trim levels and a base level, a limited, and an ultimate trim. All of them with a 64 kilowatt hour battery pack, which is pretty good. I don't know who's making their batteries, but we could probably find that information out.
Let's go to the dock here, and I can show you some pictures while Tom is talking.
It's about $30,000 after the $7,500 in incentives, and I think that's for the base model.
That's a sweet-looking ride.
Ultimate version. So it fits the whole we love crossovers, right? It's got the crossover look. It's got seating for the four. It has a heated steering wheel, ventilated front seats, a heads-up display. You like that, Robert? It's got a little HUD on it. A larger touchscreen, a premium stereo, and smarter cruise control, so it won't bang into the things in front of it, for $44,650 before incentive. So that's pretty good.
It's a very standard-looking interior. It's got lots of knobbly bits and stuff. It doesn't have a big center or
display
and stuff.
It's got the big console, right, where the transmission would ordinarily be on cars, so they haven't changed their design too much. They do make a non-EV version of this, so be careful when you go to the dealer. If there's some stuff coming out of the back of it, that's not the one. Right. This is not the EV.
Maybe you have to get the one without the tailpipe.
Here's your heads-up display, which looks like it's sort of projecting onto a piece of glass
between
you and the windscreen.
So that thing can be tilted and made brighter. And he says, you can see this car is fun to drive in almost any traffic conditions. It's got a 7.2 kilowatt onboard charger, right? And to which you might say, that's not very exciting. So it can charge a depleted battery pack at your house 9.5 hours. That's not super charging, but it's charging.
No, yeah.
The CCS 50 kilowatt DC fast charger cuts it down to 75 minutes. That's pretty good. And I don't know how these are included or not. I apologize for that. And then they have this other thing they're calling the 100 kilowatt super fast charger that cuts it down to 54 minutes. 54 minutes, almost 260 miles of range.
It's Tesla-like.
His takeaway was, why would anybody buy a gasoline daily commuter when you can have this vehicle and it's 258 miles of range? That's pretty heady stuff.
That's awesome.
Coming
because
from
you can
Clean
buy one
Technica,
for 10 grand less.
And it got 4.75 plugs rating and was the Clean Technica 2019 Car of the Year. So that's pretty impressive.
And you know the one thing that this car doesn't have?
a Tesla logo on it?
Supercharger network.
What? Doesn't have a network?
Doesn't have a supercharger
CC
network.
CC charging network? CCS charging
network? I say this about all of these cars. I think they're great, but yeah. I did this on a show. There's this other show you should listen to. It's called Elon Daily.
Well, how often does it come out? It
comes out daily.
Really? Like in the every day?
Every day, the five times a week.
Oh, every day that doesn't end in...
Business, banker's days.
Every day that doesn't start in an S.
Exactly. And I said on that show that's really good... I said on that show, if I was a car company manufacturer,
yes,
and somebody said, here's $10 billion to make the best EV,
$10 billion.
I'd say, give me five and spend five building a supercharger network.
Mm.
Having said that, how are we doing with the superchargers, Robert?
We have, get this.
What?
Wait for it.
18 new superchargers.
What?
All of them in California around Mel, so you could be happy and shut the hell up.
No, but... Chico, California, Pasadena.
Yes.
Oh, no, those are the permits. Sorry.
Oh,
it's
Santa Monica,
nice.
The one that opened up like 0.2 of a mile from
Did
my house.
Did it open?
It's open.
Have you used it?
I have not.
Oh, so we
but
don't
I went
know.
Up there and it was full.
Oh, shocker. Right.
They need
and
to build
in, fact, in fact, I took a screenshot of my Tesla app the day it opened up. And I wanted to see like, you know, how many... cars were plugged in.
All of them.
There was two empty slots, and of course, one of them is a handicapped slot. So I'm not sure how the rules work in various places that if you plug into a handicapped spot and you stay there and you jump out of the way as soon as somebody plugs in or wants to plug in who's handicapped, is that kosher?
I've often wondered what that rule is, and I don't believe kosher has anything to do with handicapped. They're two very different things.
Well, if you eat a handicapped person, though, you can make that kosher.
Humans are definitely not kosher. No.
Yeah, so the question is, I don't know if that's legal to do that. But
I wouldn't necessarily
I
know
took.
If it's legal. I would
Let's
call
see if
it,
I can make it work.
I would at least
Minecraft.
Call it moral if you stayed there and were like, boom, like jump out of there.
What are we looking at in this picture?
So there's the screenshot of my car. It was actually charging at the time, and it shows the Santa Monica open with only two open slots.
Oh,
this was
really
like the day it opened.
That.
Culver City had only two,
and to sleep.
Hawthorne and Manhattan Beach both were like damn near full. Manhattan Beach was full.
Damn near.
Redondo Beach had one of eight available. Basically, the superchargers were all full.
Don't own a Tesla in the South Bay, is what you're saying.
We're in LA.
Or in Santa Monica.
Yeah, charge at home.
Tell me where else they're opening, because I want to know.
Is
there any more
so we have,
in California? That's where I want my
we have
next one.
Santa Monica. Yeah. We have Corte Madera is an open update.
Corte Madera.
Corte Madera and Santana Row. I guess they have now a valet system there that you can only park your car at the supercharger in the daytime using a valet service because it's so busy. And maybe that's something that they're going to continue to try and roll out. But the rest of them are in places like Taiwan, New York, China, Ohio, Florida, Germany, Jersey, Maryland, which was that one that had gotten closed down and now reopened, in Arizona, Germany, in Iowa, Altoona, and in Sweden.
Schwaden.
Sweden.
Well, please keep making more of them. I mean,
that's a better week than most.
Well, last time it was something very depressing. But
yeah, like five. There's nine under construction, three being permitted. I think that... we have a long way to go to get to where Elon said we would be at the end of last year.
Yeah. I was near the Calabasas area.
Yes.
A week ago or so ago.
Still
nada.
Weathered crates.
Nothing.
Yeah.
No digging, no conage.
Yeah.
How does this work with Supercharger 3? I thought actually that we were slowing down because they were getting Supercharger version 3 ready, and then you'll see this burst of Supercharger installations.
I think that's wishful thinking.
And I think you're right. I think, again, I'm going to be disappointed.
Although I've been hearing from the folks in the United Kingdom.
Those in the know.
That the superchargers there are now being retrofitted to have both the supercharger Tesla plug and the CCS plug.
That's because of the laws, right? They're being forced to do that.
I think they're getting ready for the Model 3s that are getting delivered in Europe with CCS plugs.
We have a letter from an Englishman said there hasn't been a new supercharger in England in over a year.
So that's the other thing, right? Is like once they put the supercharger team on like upgrade mode.
Yes.
We're not going to have build mode. You can't do upgrade mode and build mode. You got to pick a mode.
You could get
or
more
you
people.
Can just get more contractors to just continue digging and building this thing out.
Maybe what they need to do is instead of worrying about that is anybody who's going to a supercharger, they just put a little service center next to you, get some stuff fixed while you're waiting in line for the...
Or an In-N-Out burger or...
I told you my good pizza. Story about... So the Model X.
Yes.
New Model X, new lease. And it's just stopped connecting to the app, and now it won't connect to the supercharger network. So it'll show you where the supercharger is, but you click on it, won't tell you how many stalls are open and that
kind of
stuff.
That's fun.
Super annoying. And so I called them and I said, hey, can you fix it? And we tried some stuff over there, couldn't do it. It's like, you're going to have to bring it to a service center. Oh. And they're like, okay, cool. And you know how long?
3
earliest,
weeks.
Earliest 2 weeks.
Ridiculous. What version are you guys running? Because there's also a lot of graping on the interwebs.
Griping.
That I haven't had an update. My last update is from week 48. So, you know, the number that you see on the version is the year and then period and then the week of the update. So I'm at a 2018.48. That's how recent my update was.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, Tom.
I had to go out and get my phone so I could answer your question.
Great.
2018.
So I'm on.
Hold your breath. Here we go.
2018 50.
Oh man.
.6.
Me too.
So you got the 50th
50.
week.
50.6.
I never got that.
Oh,
on the Model 3. On the Model 3. Ready for on the Model 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on 2019.5.4.
Oh my God.
That's not possible.
And the older
because his weekly thing now falls apart if he's on .54 in 2019 because we're not in we're not in week 54 because there is no week 54.
Oh, no, it's .5.
.5.4.
Oh,
.5.4. You didn't say
it's
that.
It's 2019 week 5. So you've got the most recent on your Model 3.
Both of
them. Oh, that's probably why it talks to me and follows me around.
What?
And pours me drinks.
Like a puppy. No, both of our Teslas, the S, is also on 2018 50.6.
So for you, you haven't received an update this year, but Mel has. That's
sorry.
Pretty interesting.
That's just taunting. That's just not right.
That's just mean-spirited.
And my Model S, the old Model S, is at 2018.50, but... That's the...
What are these other numbers, Robert? The 4EC03ED?
Yes.
What are those?
Yes.
They're numbers.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. How many miles do you have on your automobile?
Mine has 33,601.
Wow. Mine is 15,856.
Okay. If we drive play a lot, this game.
It's very gripping.
Where is it?
Maybe we
15,590.
Wow.
Me and you were like simpaticos.
But when did you get yours? You got yours
January 4th.
Oh, I got mine just a month before. Okay.
Hey, yeah, sometime we should maybe give people an update of how many miles we drive each year. That would be really riveting.
That'd be so good.
Wow. Riveting.
Instead,
I can't believe people have not
instead,
clicked stop
I want to
already.
Talk about space.
Please talk about space, Daddy.
Outer
please.
Space or inner space?
Let's say low Earth orbit space.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
I like low Earth orbit space.
So,
me too.
SpaceX
Delicious.
Is launching a dummy in just a few days. In fact, they are...
a dummy.
That's what the SpaceX dude called it.
Herbert's
dummy.
Not going up in a
spaceship. They even told me. I think they would call me and tell this.
But then NASA came out and corrected the SpaceX representative and said, no, it's an ATD.
They do love their
ATD?
Acronyms.
ATD? ATD.
An autonomous
anthropomorphic
dummy.
Test dummy. Yeah.
So this is in the capsule.
That's in the capsule.
What? What is that? Wait,
a capsule.
What is that word?
It's a capsule. They have the capsule for the people. They're going to get them in the capsule.
This is launching at Kennedy Space Center March 1st at... Oh, I'm sorry, March 2nd at 2:48 a.m. on the East Coast.
Saturday.
Here, it will be March 1st in California.
I'm a Kennedy.
March
I wish I had a Kennedy
1st
accent.
At 11:48 p.m.
Uh-huh.
That's from right now, 2 hours and 2 days and 4 hours, you can figure out now exactly what time we're sitting here on our buttocks is recording this show. And so this is a big deal. This is the first launch of the capsule. Of the capsule that will carry astronauts from the United States of America to the International Space Station, first time since 2012.
This capsule's going actually to the space station.
It is going to the space station. Mm-hmm. It has a 6-day flight. It's going to go up there. I don't know what else they're going to put in there besides a dummy in a spacesuit.
I know what they're going to put in there on the way back.
Me too.
Yeah.
Poopies and garbages.
Probably in the trunk, though. But the difference in this...
In the frunk?
No, they have a trunk. The difference is that typically the Dragon capsules...
Actually, I bet they don't put anything in it because it's a test flight.
Right. They're not going to mess up that thing because that thing's going to fly twice more.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to put... Oh, the outside of it doesn't have those solar panels that accordion out that they then jettison before it comes back down.
It's Doritos.
They have...
Can we have those solar panels?
They have solar panels bonded to the rear portion, the trunk portion of the... Capsule.
You've made it very complicated to finish this conversation. The capsule.
And so,
so it's not Doritos.
No. And the other thing is that my understanding is that the capsule is going to actually navigate itself to the docking station on the space station, not using the Canadian robot arm drag it in.
There's a Canadian on the space station going, hey, I can grab it, you know, hey.
Is that your capsule?
That's the worst Canadian accent ever.
After 6 days up there, it's going to return via parachute-aided splashdown in the Atlantic.
Splash.
And they're going to fly it again in a high-altitude abort test. And I can give you the date on that.
You know what that means?
What?
What a high-altitude abort test. So it's going to be on the rocket. It's going to be going up. And before it gets into the space, they're going to say, oh, failure. And they're going to eject the capsule from the rocket to see if that works.
Right.
Because if that doesn't work, ain't no astronauts getting on board that thing.
That's going to be in May.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, believe it or not, after the alleged date for the Starship Hop Test.
Mm-mm.
Starship Hop Test, that's that sort of like very shiny, very short, kind of unusual looking 1950s spaceship that only has like three engines on it. They're going to actually hop that in April.
How high up's the first hoppy hop going to go?
A millimeter.
Like a foot? Yeah.
Millimeter?
A little
Not
bit.
Very far.
And then they're going to go bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right. Okay. And in March, they're going to be launching the Falcon Heavy again.
Are you Falcon kidding me?
With a giant satellite for Arabsat.
Ugh, love the film.
Then in July, Robert. So, Robert, you want to see a big launch for the SpaceX. Now, would you rather see Heavy again or Dragon Crew?
Yeah, I've been having that kind of back and forth discussion with the president.
I'd much rather see the Dragon Crew
of the Black Caucus, and he and I have been talking about that. And it sounds like we're going to go for the crew launch in July. Are you going to come?
It's very tempting.
You should.
Very
tempting. It'll cost half as much. We can share a hotel room and a rental car.
You do not want to share a hotel room with me. That would be very unpleasant for you.
All right, forget that.
I snore
horrifically
from what I understand.
From what I've been told.
And second, mostly a very short bathrobe.
A short bathrobe.
Wow. Sitting.
How very Austin Powers of you.
So you've got a pretty picture here. What is this? Can we show the pretty picture?
Show the picture.
Can you?
Show the pretty picture. It's of a spaceship
this
thing.
This is the Von Braun rotating space station.
Von Braun of Germany of V2 rockets?
Exactly. It's named after him.
Time out. They named it after the V2 rocket inventor?
Well, because after the war, he came to America and did their rocket program. So the only reason you had a space program is because of the guy that used to blow up Allied troops and humans from Germany. Yeah. Isn't that paradoxical? Upsetting?
Isn't that ironic?
Ironic.
Isn't that upsetting?
So
this video, Robert, that you sent.
Yes.
Whew, buddy. Talk about it.
24 minutes long. I know.
No,
and you can skip a bunch of it.
But the opening, it is like you expect dun 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 dun. Dun. It's like a Star Wars kind of situation. I was watching it with Mel a little while ago, and basically this shuttle is coming in. It looks like the Imperial shuttle.
Well, I was going to say it looked like 2001: A Space Odyssey.
It's kind of a mix, right? You got the 2001: A Space Odyssey spinning to get the gravity on board, right? But then you got the shuttle coming in to land in the thing, like the Emperor showing up. Dun, 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 dun,
so it's interesting. You take the Star Wars out of it, and I took the Arthur C. Clarke.
You might be a little older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's upsetting. Not in a bad way.
It's true.
You're
I
a
am
beautiful
wiser.
Man.
Wiser.
Exactly.
Yeah, go check it out. It's pretty interesting.
I like it because they gave a lot of very clear architectural drawings, a very cogent plan on how to build it. They have this robotic building device that will actually expand out these packets they can throw on rockets. And he said, the only reason that this has become possible, and this video was only released like 7 days ago, is because of the Starship and Super Heavy SpaceX rockets now being pioneered in Boca Chica, Texas.
And why? Just because they can lift all the heaviness
because
up there?
Because they're so broad and they can lift so much.
And they're reusable, so they're relatively inexpensive.
Right. The price has gone down. They also show, and there's the picture that we were just looking at is a little bit of a like a top-end picture. But when you actually look at it closely, there are these puffed-up Bigelow-style pods, really, like the beam, the Bigelow expandable module that we covered a couple of years ago on the show that were designed by NASA. NASA pitched this many, many, many millions of dollars program because they were running out of money because some politician decided space wasn't important. And then Bigelow of what are the hotel chain? He's got a hotel chain. Mm-hmm. He bought program. No, he bought this program from NASA for like pennies on the dollar. Mm-hmm. And he then got some of the NASA engineers who are pissed off that NASA ditched the program. And they continue to work on it because he's envisioning hotels in space.
I'll be
and this
both
thing is packed with like, I think there's over 20 of these Bigelow expandable modules.
And they're 25 tons a piece, 20 by 60 foot blow-up module. I don't know what that stands for. But do you guys remember how much the capacity of the Falcon Heavy is?
But it's actually the Super Heavy, the
it's
Starship.
The Super Heavy, but the Falcon Heavy could actually lift those.
Right.
Because it does 64 metric tons. So they could actually get a couple of
that
them.
That is an F ton.
Even on just the, that's an M ton.
Yeah, we need a lot of launches to build this space station. And it's built like a bicycle wheel with spokes. And it's a great video. I really recommend
it. What is their usage concept for this? Like, who's going to live on it? Why are they going to build this thing? And what makes it a commercially viable situation?
First of all, it's so much better than the International Space Station, which is weightless. And they spend a fair amount of time talking about the injury that's caused by weightlessness upon our bodies.
I know they had the Scott Kelly interview.
One of the reasons why I don't want to spend much time in space, I take too much time to improve my physique. I don't want to go up there and lose 60 pounds of muscle mass.
I know somebody at this table who used to work for NASA doing a research project when they were an undergraduate.
He's talking about himself again.
And I did weightlessness, and I did this model, very sophisticated model. I hung rats by their tails, and and that was supposed to be weightlessness, and we looked at their muscles, their back legs, and see.
Yes.
In 7 days in weightlessness, you lose 50% of your muscle mass.
But how is that
7 days?
So how is disturbing. That weightlessness?
I don't even want to go there. I don't even want to go there.
That's the most flawed.
I got a publication out of it. Thank you very much.
How many years ago was this?
Was it peer reviewed?
Yes, it was.
By
well,
Mickey
it's
Mouse?
Weightless because they weren't standing
it
on
was
them.
In the 80s.
That's all. 80s. Okay. Back in the day when innocent, nice young men would definitely hurt innocent
sentient
little animals.
Animals.
Yeah. But this space station rotates. And they showed having thrusters on it to constantly maintain a rotation so that you simulate Earth's gravity inside the modules.
And a Ferris wheel.
But isn't that, I've always thought that that rotation thing was a problem because if you then turn your head to the axis of the rotation, you get vertigo and you puke.
That would be a problem.
Don't turn
so
your
you
head
always to, have to walk around like this.
Don't turn your head to the axis of the rotation. You just wear a sign that says, don't turn your head to the axis of the rotation. And if you're smart enough, which I'm not, you might know what the axis of the rotation is. And I recently had vertigo, and it's very unpleasant.
Yeah, it is. And so this is pretty cool. This is like if we are going to go to low Earth orbit
and we
spend
are.
spend a significant amount of time, this would be a great way to go. Again, sending humans to Mars for 6 months minimum transit time, maybe 4 months if you have like a nuclear engine, they're going to spend it essentially at this with the Elon plan weightless, which is not a good thing.
Elon.
And then when you get to Mars, you're going to be at, I forgot what it is, 1/4 gravity.
Mm-hmm. But they can't do anything about that. They can't spin Mars faster.
No, you got to make Mars more massive.
Although in The Martian, they appeared to have figured out the whole gravity thing.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't know if you guys remember that, but they
but this is
really
a very cool
around.
Thing. And it could definitely, even if we just go up there to pioneer manufacturing of substances at zero gravity or reduced gravity. Mm-hmm. This is really cool. I'm very excited about it.
So it's not a 1%er space condo they're thinking about.
It could
about.
Be. They say there's a, you know, there's like 20-something, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 24 modules around this thing. And they showed like one would be NASA, one would be Roscosmos. There's like space agencies for something like 6 or 8 countries. Then you've got Hilton could put up a few and send, you know, VIPs. Oh, you stayed with us and you get a special raid. Or
how many Hilton space miles do you have?
Yeah. Or you could have like, you know, any hugely rich people. They showed like Michael Jordan and Lady Gaga.
Hugely rich
and,
people. Yeah. And me, probably.
And,
probably
and Bill Gates could have their own condo in space and go up there
like
and
that.
Visit.
I don't
and,
like that, Rob.
I know you don't, but who's paying for electric cars? The guys who could afford a $120,000 Roadster in 2007.
We love those guys.
Well, but they're the same guys.
They're
who
not
pay
the same
for this.
Guys. I know a couple of those guys. They're not Bill Gates. Let's be honest with you. Come on now.
It's well, this is much more expensive than
yeah,
a car.
Yeah, no, I get it.
So somebody's got to get us up there.
I got to do some letters now, ladies and gentlemen, boys
letters?
And girls.
Letters?
Because I found out how to get into the letters.
Oh, good job, buddy.
And
is
it only took me
letters?
2 months. This is all the letters
ever
from recently. Now,
so
I'm not
like
saying I'm
month?
Doing it right. I'm just saying that
you're
I'm
just doing it.
Doing some of them.
Well, we love your letters, and we promise we will include them.
Yeah.
Although
going
this
forward.
Seems like a small number. Go
it
ahead.
Does seem like a small number. Now, this is from Zebnik Zevenlocksky.
That's not even close to true.
Okay, who was it?
I'll put this up just in anticipation.
Anyway, he's a patron, and
Zbigniew
he said...
Veselovsky. Vez.
He said, look, is it me or is it you? You said that there was a video, and there wasn't. And it's not you, it's me, because I broke the video. I'm sorry, we'll try and fix
and he's
it.
Calling you Mel-O-Dramatic.
Mel-O-Dramatic Elon Daly.
Of the Elon Daly Show.
Robert funny. Asked me, what is that name of the solar... group that takes your solar panels off and goes gives them to low-income peeps, and it is called gridalternatives.com. Not commie,
dot
but
org.
.org.
I'm just going to double-check that. https://gridalternatives.org.
So there's entertainment that you watch for information.
Yes.
And there's entertainment that you watch for entertainment.
Yes.
And this show,
is neither
which really does not fit in any of those categories. Right.
That's why Apple can't put us in any particular category and we get ratings of non-existent.
It's horrible.
There's entertainment that people with significant brain injuries
have. And thanks to these two Patreon supporters, Craig Bennett and Todd Sullivan, thank you for your support.
Yes.
Next.
Adam Diggins, mate.
We're digging you, Adam. We're really digging you.
He said, there's been no new superchargers in the UK, according to the Adam, for nearly 2 years.
So if you had this, if this show was happening in an alternate universe that was in the UK,
yes.
Imagine how ranty that Mel would be.
I would explode. I wonder if it's because they just aren't selling Model 3s there and that's not a problem.
There are no Model 3s being sold in England.
So right. Why do they have any superchargers?
UK.
Well, I mean, well, they have
Model
some.
Model S, Model X.
There are other vehicles in the line.
That's what I mean.
That,
so they
right?
mustn't be selling
Motherwell
them.
in the UK is under construction, announced February 12th. Let me just give you that right there.
Mm.
Hey, Google, how many Teslas are in England?
Here is some information for number of Teslas in UK.
I can't read it.
Website electrek.co, they say, during the same period in 2015, Norway registered 2,674 Teslas, while the UK only 349.
So that was in the hundreds in 2015.
Hey, London, Edgware. Edgware? Edgware, UK. They just opened up a permit January 29th. I'm just running through my list so I can give you some hope that there are superchargers coming to you. Rock on.
Raman Reza makes an app for the Tesla, Stats for a Tesla, it's called. Mm-hmm. And he wants to give us a free download. And somebody's pretty happy about that.
Raman, you had me at free.
Patrick Wiggins said, in your newest episode, you mentioned supercharging rates and stationary storage. Mm. I was getting pretty low charge rates at the local supercharger, so I emailed about it, and they replied.
He emailed Tesla.
Tesla.
There you go.
The minimum pack temperature at these times hovers around the point that charging will be reduced and is the leading cause of reduced charge rates at this time of year in the winters.
He didn't say where he was, though.
Somewhere cold, apparently. Even looking at current charge rates your supercharger, the rates range from the low 20 kilowatt hours.
That's low.
To 70 kilowatt hour.
That's high.
Average charge rates will resume once the seasonal temperatures increase. I did not know that. I thought that charging liked the cold.
Cars like the cold, but they don't really, because they have to use some energy to heat up the batteries, right? You can't have it too cold.
Right. No, you have to keep the batteries actually kept in a very narrow range. I think it's like maybe 8 degrees Fahrenheit. That's kind of a number I vaguely remember, but the other, maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, on my way home, I was almost out of charge. I had to stop at a supercharger in Thousand Oaks.
Mm, I like that one.
I was all by myself. There's like 16 chargers there. It's a big slot, a big station. And all by myself, 2 a.m, I was getting like 68 kilowatts.
Nice.
Which sucks. It's
terrible.
I would expect 120.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you should be getting 120.
Middle of the night, but it was
cold. How much charge was in your car?
Like 4%.
Oh, come on, Tesla.
Now, let me ask you this question, Robert. How many superchargers did you move to in the time?
It was cold.
Was it a 75 kilowatt station and not at 120?
Nope. It was 120. It was Thousand Oaks East. Yeah. And so I just put my chair back. I put it on romance mode.
Put the fire on.
Have you ever done that?
Oh,
yes.
Like
yes.
The
fire's crackling.
I wish
the
there
heat
was a
on.
Non-heat option.
I
on that,
fall though. Back asleep and I woke up burnt. I was so hot.
Third degree boots. Do you feel like the charge rate was impacted by that heat? It's
I don't
a lot
care.
Of heat. No, I'm no, asking. No,
that's a lot of
whether you care or not.
Probably a little bit, but not that,
not
much.
That much.
But did you turn it on? Like wait till it got to full charge rate and then turn it on?
No,
you
just. I just plugged in, put it on. I was exhausted.
I'm finding some EBM holes in your story.
Hey, really? Listener, Patrick goes on, so he's worried about, you know, supercharging and really, really cold temperatures and how big a problem that could be. But most important, I said I was getting my power walls coming.
Yeah.
And they are now due to be installed in 3 weeks.
Everything's taken care of? The pad, all the good
stuff? Pad tomorrow, and then installation 3 weeks after that. Patrick got his power walls, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. He's been waiting for years.
These are the red ones
we
from
can
the
show
referral
this,
program.
Please, can we go to the picture? These beautiful red power walls.
These are the ones I'll be getting.
With signatures.
From
Elon
Musk,
look at this.
Franz,
and J.B. Straub.
Franz.
And these are actually signed, not like, so I have the signature wall chargers. That is a etched, sort of laser etched kind of situation. These look like they are the real deal, silver
Lovely.
Sharpie.
There is
signature.
One thing about these pictures from Patrick that concern me.
What is that?
If you look at the bottom of the two wall-mounted battery packs.
Yes, sir.
Are any of them sitting on top of a concrete pad?
No, they don't sit on it.
They don't have to.
They just have to be above it. Like they mount to the wall. The concrete pad just has to be underneath it so they can do work on
it. Mine are actually going to sit on the concrete pad.
They are?
Yes.
But they don't have to.
They can be ground mounted or they can be wall mounted. Either
one. Built to hang.
Yeah. You can do both.
You didn't know
that. Which is pretty amazing because they're 120 kilograms.
I'm saying that why did Mel get put off.
Well, but they're on a, there's a concrete slab right there. They're on top of it. That's what they were saying. Like his were, there was dirt there.
Is it just because you can't lift them because there's a concrete, there isn't a concrete
like
slab?
That happens all the time. If you want to put some places like electrical panels, you have to have the concrete underneath them. It's just a
you
weird
couldn't put that thing.
Thing
on the ground. It's going to sink.
How about just mount it on your wall?
Because I don't want it.
What are you talking about?
No, I don't
You're
know
mounting
if I could.
It on your wall, are you not?
No, I'm putting it on the concrete slab. Listen to what I'm saying. Put
it on
the concrete
understand.
Slab.
So that it's just going to sit on the ground in
yes.
case there's a flood?
They're on the ground. It'll be a little concrete slab. What do you want from me?
That makes no sense.
It makes all the sense in the world.
So like, this is what I'm getting. One of these guys.
Only one?
Maybe two of these guys. I don't know, dude. That freaking program is very complicated. As of right now, in my app, two are listed.
Yeah.
Also, VIP unveiling event invitation.
Yeah, me too. That's like the 15th.
Also, 6% off a...
Oh, look at this.
What just happened?
It just says, do I want to install the latest update right now?
Mm. Look at Why you. Would you not?
Because it's an hour and 40 minutes and I'd have to spend that much longer with you.
Do you... Wow, that's hurtful. Do you ever find that it takes the full 45
nope.
minutes?
They
say?
This is the one time where they overpromise, they underpromise and overdeliver. They say an hour and 67 minutes, and it takes like 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we've got him here from Richard Vivian, and he's like, laugh out loud, Mel. I live in Dalesford near Ballarat, and we have a Tesla supercharger down here in Wunderee, Ballarat, Bogan Central. Do you know what a Bogan is?
No, I do.
No, worry about it.
I don't know.
I've seen the old Tesla around
saying.
The joint, but I don't imagine there is any servicing. They don't need servicing anyway, do they, mate?
That's incorrect.
I don't even know how to say that in all my strength.
Google, can you translate Wunderee. This for me?
Wunderee. And then Albino Rhino give us a link to this giant electric excavator that has a 300 kilowatt hour battery pack. And it looks very cool.
And how long does this thing excavate?
2 minutes.
You made that up?
I made it up. Yes, I did. I have no idea.
They got eight of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, can
I'm
we be
do,
done?
I'm going to do this.
What's he going
to
do?
I have a hat.
5 to 7 hours of use, by the way, on that thing. That's
yeah,
pretty
good.
Yeah,
this thing's beautiful.
I want one.
In the cold, no less. Mm. That is so nice.
Probably doesn't charge very fast, though, because it's too cold. Go on. What have you got in your
so
hat?
So I'm going to shake my hat. So this was a promise I made.
He made a promise.
At least... That's like a TV show intro. Like a few weeks ago when we stopped doing letters.
We make so many promises on this show.
I know, promised Robert. That when we started doing letters again, I'd take the names, I'd put them in a hat, and I would give them a gift.
Let me show this.
That
oh,
was
delicious.
Provided to us by RPM Tesla.
Oh.
Mark, our friend at
Look
RPM
at
Tesla.
Look at that. Tire good things valves. These are beautiful tire valves with red... T's on them. They look like redback spiders. Probably could bite you and envenomate you and you get horrible abdominal pain and stuff.
They got all kinds of really nice console wraps and carpets and all kinds of good
stuff.
Did you
stuff
put
here, on
Tesla.
The
no,
covers
you know
for your
why?
Door switches?
I don't have time.
You don't have time.
I want to. Can you do it for me?
My hands are greasy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So which of you want to pick the lucky winner of these tire valves?
Let Banner or? Over there. He's delectable.
Of course I do.
Turn the hat around so you can see the Tesla.
I really hope it's the guy whose name you butcher every time he calls in.
Zignev,
yeah.
Zignev.
That's what I hope it is.
Bogusnowski.
I could say any one of the names.
Hot dang.
Might I have to show the piece of paper?
Yeah, go ahead.
Richard Vivian is our winner.
Do, 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 do.
Richard, we'll mail this off to you, but first I need your address. So
we absolutely.
Send us an email with your address
you gotta
on
it. You got to send this thing to Australia. It's going to cost you like $150.
Hey, I'm going to Australia next week. I can take it and put it in the mail.
Mail will take it to you. So send us, Richard, your
well,
address.
Well, he lives just down in Ballarat. I could just drive down there and say, hey, you got me?
Yeah. You going to do that?
You better tape it.
You going to drive down Ballarat?
I'm going to
Melbourne. You can put it like in first class mail once you get there. That'd be better.
Yeah.
This is not. Not first class. He's not getting.
He'll probably get there
mail,
faster than
mail,
if I mail
some,
it.
Third
class. Some
class.
I don't know what kind of classes
they actually
have.
Don't have mail in Australia. They say it's coming, though.
I thought you were going to say you were classless.
They say it's coming.
Ladies
That's
and gentlemen,
amazing.
Boys and girls, the show is talking
That's
Tesla.
Part of the show.
It's,
I'm Tom.
It's, I'm Robert.
This is a monkey.
That's monkeys.
And that's another one.
I got a hat and no hair.
Listen to Elon Daily every day. That
every
doesn't
day,
start
if you
want to
have a show that is packed full of entertainment and loveliness, I don't know where you're going to go, but if you want to listen to me talking about Tesla and for 5 or 10 minutes a day.
If you wonder why this show is so much shorter now, it's because Mel uses all the content for his own show.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, internal strife. He's
trying to get rid of us.
Question is, what are you going to do with his daily show when he goes on vacation?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
Who's going to step up to
I'm
the
gonna
plate?
I'm going to do it for him.
Yeah.
With you.
Who's going to do it?
No, you're not going to do it. No, we could do it, but we'd have to do it all. It'll be daily-esque.
Yeah, so you just
record the whole thing. It all in a day, and we'll just
dish it out. Kind of like...
Let's record it right now.
Yeah?
Me and you, come on. How many hours... Honestly, Robert, if me and you got in a room with Tesla articles, how long could we do this?
No, until tomorrow morning.
Easy.
Could you make it interesting, though? That's the real
Well, you
trick.
Don't. Why is that the metric?
If you'd like to listen to a daily show that is neither entertaining, informative, or at all interesting, you should check out Elon Daily.
I like the music.
Now we have two shows with the exact same thing.
Ticka, 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 ticka. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're done here.
What?
I've been insulted enough. My pride is hurt.
Your hat's on backwards.
I don't know how this hat works.
You
Look
do.
At this thing.
It has a label.
Look, the label's in the back. The label goes to the back. And
well,
then you got
at
this.
Least lower the brim.
Well, but it's not. It's supposed to be like it won't lower.
Give it to me.
Setting.
Let me see the hat.
This week in hat making, haberdashery.
Oh, that looks tremendous.
I got a new hat. Your head is so tiny.
No, I can't fit it. My head is actually quite huge. Look, I'm done here. Can we finish now? Herbert out.
This show's over.
OMG.